Hi, my name's Nina Milnes and I am a comedy actress. I have started gigging regularly on the London scene alongside acting, straight acting. And I started that this year and it's quite a different kettle of fish. And yeah, it's taken some very quick learning to learn how to be in front of a live audience for 10 minutes often or less, and I have been eased into this new world with the support of Funny Women and their time of the month events that have given me space to kind of experiment with being on stage, not necessarily as a character as I'm used to when I'm acting, but as perhaps a heightened version of myself, which is quite different. I'm competing in the Funny Women Awards this year, both as a solo artist and also as part of a female comedy duo called Bay, alongside Sophie Morgan Price, which you will hear about later when the two of us do some podcasting together. But for me, what I love about being on the circuit now is that I get to gig regularly, which is rare for an actor. You kind of wait by the phone for someone else to give you a big epic job, and you can wait for a while and then it suddenly gets very intense and busy. Whereas the scene in London, the comedy circuit in London, allows you to hone your craft on a regular basis, weekly often, which has been wonderful. It means that initially I think I was super, super nervous about jumping in and just doing 10 minutes and then out again. But as things have gone along, I've become less and less nervous, and it doesn't feel so long ago since the last gig, which is such a gift for someone just to kind of keep that muscle in shape. It's also meant that I've had to really make sure that I keep writing new material, which is fantastic. So I'm now officially writing stuff, which is awesome and almost more rewarding, I think, than just performing someone else's stuff. And I'm really enjoying that immensely. And I think I'm growing in terms of confidence as a writer. So I started off with kind of 3-minute sketches that I got teams of friends to film for me, and I put on my YouTube channel and created a kind of an unofficial production company called Bad Handshake. And that was my way of trying to get things going, but not really having an official comedy partner or team to work with. And that went well. One of my sketches got nominated for an award at London Sketch Fest last year, 2015, which was awesome. And I'm continuing to do that. But I think now what's been nice is after a couple of years of filmed stuff, I'm now moving into live stuff, which, yeah, is just great. It's fantastic. And obviously being in front of a live audience is completely different. And I love it. I absolutely love it. In terms of the process, well, what I found is that it's nice when you have some kind of incentive. So if an idea comes to me, and it often does from weird things that happen in life, or a mate tells a funny anecdote about their weird life or whatever, I jot it down in my phone. And what's funny is looking back over my notes years later, I've seen where the original idea for a sketch or a piece of writing has come. And it's, and to see what it's ended up being much, much bigger than that small moment or that small anecdote is fantastic. So I guess that's what you call inspiration. However, it's so I kind of try and do that as I go along, just jot down or make notes of anything, any moments, any phrases, any words, any incidents that I think could then become something bigger, either a sketch or a short film or a sitcom or whatever it may be. And then as well as that, so I try to develop that as I go along. And when I have the resources, the team, the time, etc., I'll try and write it and film it and get it out there. But more recently, what's been great is that there's individual things coming up, events coming up, gigs coming up, where I know I need to write some new stuff for. And that's great, because obviously it can be quite a strange life to motivate yourself almost, and to not know when this stuff or where this stuff will be used. So when there's a particular gig coming up, when there's an Edinburgh show to write, which I'm doing for the first time ever this year, then I know I need to knuckle down because there's deadlines, and obviously that helps. So that's the process. And what's been wonderful is then moving on to work as a team, a partnership. I tried out working with different people over the years, and it worked for a while, and then it didn't quite work. And it was, I think, quite frustrating. And I think what I really craved was, a comedy partner, someone that I could write with, I could perform with, and be a team with, really, you know, with all the practical organisational stuff as well. And then Sophie turned up in one of my writing groups, and it just happened very naturally. So now that's the focus, really, and it's quite a relief for that to be the focus. And it's really nice to have, someone who's a very dynamic, very inspiring, very energised and talented teammate. So most of what I'm doing now is as part of Bay, our female comedy duo. However, I try to carry on with my individual stuff as well. And actually what I find is, because it's such a great partnership, it facilitates that. So I'm competing in Funny Women two times, one as part of Bay, which we already did our first round, hoping it's our first round of many. And then my solo round is coming up in June, I think the 17th of June. I was very nervous for that one. Being aware that it was a competition was tough. And what was funny is that it's usually Sophie that's very nervous, and she wasn't. She was cool as ice, and that was good that one of us was okay. I found it intense trying to keep to the 5 minute limit. And I think my performance was rather aggressive because I somehow wanted to make up for my nerves by being aggressive. But the audience was brilliant. The whole vibe was great. The whole competition is so supportive and positive and dynamic. And I think I've been very lucky to come into the scene via this great network of female comedians. They're all ace, and there's this sense of solidarity and teamwork. That is awesome. I've been given heads up about gigs, about venues for Edinburgh, about all sorts of things, been asked to be involved in all sorts of projects in a really generous, inclusive way. And I'm really touched by that, actually, because that certainly, I think, feeds into my value system for sure. So that's a bit about nerves, really. I'm getting better. I generally tend to not get nervous until 5 minutes before I go on. But I do feel sick for the whole day beforehand, feverish, as if I'm really ill. And it's clearly psychological, because the next day after the show, I'm absolutely fine. Once I'm on stage, I'm usually fine. I just channel all that into hopefully a kick-ass performance. And I feel confident about commanding an audience in general. So having regular opportunities to do that is just awesome. Oh gosh, there's so much I want to share, but I've been doing this for ages now. That's probably enough for now. Hope this helps. Hope you find that interesting. I'll check in with you when I'm actively doing something, maybe like writing or about to perform or rehearsing or getting stressed and nervous or whatever. I think that might be enlightening too. Thanks for listening. Peace out.